He said that the walk-ins were probably originally created by teenagers in the border towns between Maine and New Hampshire. He also speculated that sightings of illegal aliens who cross over the northern border from Canada and then into the New England states may have played a part in kindling this myth, which has become so prevalent. "I think we all know," Professor Verdon said, "that there is no Santa Claus, no tooth fairy, and no actual beings called walk-ins. Yet these tales," continued on page 8. The rest of the article is missing. Nor is there any explanation as to why King may have included it in his journal. June 19, 1989. I just got back from my one-year Alcoholics Anonymous anniversary. An entire year without drugs or booze. I can hardly believe it. No regrets. Sobering up undoubtedly saved my life and probably my marriage, but I wish it wasn't so hard to write stories in the aftermath. People in the program say, "Don't push it, it'll come." But there's another voice, I think of it as the voice of the turtle, telling me to hurry up and get going. Time is short, and I have to sharpen my tools. For what? For the Dark Tower, of course, and not just because letters keep coming in from people who read the drawing of the three and want to know what happens next. Something in me wants to go back to work on the story, but I'll be damned if I know how to get back. July 12, 1989. There are some amazing treasures on the bookshelves down here in Lovell. Know what I found this morning while I was looking for something to read? Shardik, by Richard Adams. Not the story about the rabbits, but the one about the giant mythological bear. I think I'll read it over again. I'm still not writing much of interest. September 21st, 1989. Okay, this is relatively weird, so prepare yourself. Around 10 a.m., while I was writing, while I was staring at the word processor and dreaming about how great it would be to have an ice-cold keg of Bud at least, the doorbell rang. It was a guy from Bangor House of Flowers with a dozen roses. Not for Tab either, but for me. The card read, "Happy birthday from the Mansfields, Dave, Sandy, and Megan." I had totally forgotten, but today I'm the big 4-2. Anyway, I took one of the roses out, and I kind of got lost in it. I know how strange that sounds, believe me, but I did. I seemed to hear this sweet humming, and I just went down and down, following the curves of the rose, kind of splashing through these drops of dew that seemed as big as ponds. And all the time, that humming sound got louder and sweeter, and the rose got, well, rosier. And I found myself thinking of Jake from the first Dark Tower story, and Eddie Dean, and a bookstore. I even remember the name, the Manhattan Restaurant of the Mind. Then, boom, I feel a hand on my shoulder, I turn around, and it's Tabby. She wanted to know who sent me the roses. She also wanted to know if I'd fallen asleep. I said no, but I kind of did, right there in the kitchen. You know what it was like? That scene at the way station in The Gunslinger, where Roland hypnotizes Jake with a bullet. I'm immune to hypnosis myself. A guy got me up on stage at the Topsom Fair when I was a kid and tried it on me, but it didn't work. As I remember, my brother Dave was quite disappointed. He wanted me to cluck like a chicken. Anyway, I think I want to go back to work on the Dark Tower. I don't know if I'm ready for anything that complex after some of the failures of the last couple of years, let's say I'm dubious. But I want to give it a shot just the same. I hear those make-believe people calling to me. And who knows? There might even be a place in this one for a giant bear like Shardik in the Richard Adams novel. October 7th, 1989. I started the next Dark Tower book today, and, as with the drawing of the three, I finished my first session wondering why in God's name I waited so long. Being with Roland, Eddie, and Susanna is like a drink of cool water, or meeting old friends after a long absence. And once again, there is a sense that I'm not telling the story, but only providing a conduit for it. And you know what? That's okie fine with me.